Okay, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with Corey Guerin of the San Francisco Giants. The road trip, Colorado, back to Atlanta. You know that town pretty well. And St. Louis. These are three interesting parks. What about Colorado for you?
You know, we're really looking forward to this road trip. You know, finish up the series here this week and then head out on the road. And, you know, honestly, going out to Colorado, I think everybody knows, you know, kind of what the expectation is going up there. One, you know, we just want to keep playing the kind of baseball we're playing right now. You really can't go into an environment like that and feel like you have to play any different. You know, a lot of the recipe up there is kind of not trying is hard. Okay. You know, you kind of have to take your foot off the gas a little bit and not try to overcompensate for whether you're going to talk about the thin air or the way the ball flies or whatever up there. You know, really we just want to go in and continue to play the way we're playing right now.
Corey Guerin with us. Do you feel differently pitching in Colorado with the thin air? I mean, are you winded? Does it affect you on the mound?
You know, you hear guys say that. As a reliever, you know, we're going in for an inning or, you know, less typically. So the stamina stuff you don't really think about as much. But, you know, you definitely hear that from position guys, especially, you know, guys who are out there for a long time. They say their body feels a little bit different. But, you know, I think you just go in and try to have a consistent mindset. You try not to think too much about the elements or whatever kind of factors. You know, I've played in games up there where it was 18 degrees. I've played in games where it's been sunny. And, you know, at the end of the day, you still just have to go out and compete. You know, as a pitcher, you're just competing against the guy in the box and really trying to figure out how to get out. So you recognize that anytime you're trying to effort a little bit more, it's going to have typically a negative impact on the results. So you go up there, you try to just stay within yourself, play your game, and things typically go well when you can stay with that mindset.
All right. Sounds like a good lesson for life. Just stay in your lane all the time and don't overdo it. But you get to see your friend Charlie Blackmon, and you may get to pitch against him.
That's right. Yeah, Charlie and I, you know, we went to college together, and he's been an outstanding center fielder for Colorado for the last couple of years. So it's always a good time when I get to see him and being out here in the National League West now. It's good. I talked to him the other day because we fly fish together during the off season, and, you know, we've got an off day and Colorado coming up, and so you know, he was trying to put me on some good fly fishing there in the Rockies, which they have. But yeah, it'll be great to get to see him. You know, I've left him on deck several times in our career, and so it'll be. I haven't faced him in the big leagues. I faced him in the Arizona Fall League, but I've probably left him on deck four or five times. Like, faced the last guy of an inning was the guy right in front of him. So we'll see. You know, maybe this time we'll face each other.
That's going to be fun. I think that's a good part of the matchup. I'll be looking at that one. Corey Guerin against his buddy, Charlie Blackmon. All right, then it's on to Atlanta, a place that you know quite well. Not Atlanta in the middle of the summer, but what about this ballpark? It's the end of this ballpark. Then they go into the new park, so not bad weather. It's not the middle of summer, but it is that ballpark.
Yeah, no, it's funny you mentioned the weather, because I definitely checked it before packing my stuff for this next road trip. And during the summer there, you know, it does get hot and it's humid, and we're very fortunate out here on the West Coast. You don't really have to deal with that same humidity, but I think we're catching it at a good time. You know, the weather's going to be very conducive, and it'll be a good experience. You know, I have a lot of friends and family coming in town for the game, and it'll be interesting going back there for the first time as a visitor and playing in that ballpark. So definitely a lot of memories there, a lot of you know, people within the organization that I still know that I'll be looking forward to getting to say hi to. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, just looking forward to going there and continue to win. You know, we want to go in there and continue what we've been doing. And I think, you know, the fact that the weather's going to work with us is just going to help us even more.
Well, that's the end of that park, Turner Field. That's a big park. The Fulton County Stadium was the launching pad. I mean, the ball flew out of this park. It doesn't seem to fly as much.
Yeah, no, they built that park for, you know, those pitchers in the late 90s when they had Maddox and Smoltz, and I think that they built it with those intentions. They wanted it to be a pitcher's park and play that kind of a game, which, you know, I feel like plays really well to our strengths going in there. You know, our pitchers are throwing the ball great right now, and offense and defense are really just kind of all clicking on all cylinders. So I think that plays to our strength. I think going in there with this ball club, you know, any field, I think we walk into and we're the favorite. But that park is going to play to our strengths. I think it plays a lot like AT&T. The elements are different. The heat, you know, during the summertime, you feel a little bit different. But I think it plays to our advantage. So, yeah, it's going to be, you know, for me personally, you know, that park being gone now, it's where I made, you know, my debut, all that kind of stuff, and a lot of firsts having been there. But, you know, I'm sure they're going to do a great job with this new park they're building, the SunTrust Park, which actually is not too far from the place I live in Atlanta. So, yeah, just down the road.
All right. Well, give someone $1 billion. They probably can build something. I think they can work with it. All right. Then it's on to St. Louis. What do you think about that park?
Oh, it's a great park. You know, St. Louis does a great job of creating a good environment, and it's always a competitive game. You know, you go there, you know kind of the quality of team you're going up against, and you show up every day and battle, and they're going to do the same. So it's, you know, it's always exciting, I feel like, when you get to play teams that create a playoff-type environment during the season. It really gets you ready for the end of the year. You know, I feel like we have that consistently here in San Francisco. You show up every day. The fans are going to show up. The stadium's going to be great. You know, and we're going to run out there and battle. And I think we saw that when Chicago came to town this last week. Just, you go out and, you know, when you're going up a team that, you know, you have the potential to see at the end of the year, there's a lot at stake, and you want to show up and you want to put your best out there, and you want to get those wins, because those are wins that can kind of carry you for a little bit. And I think that's something that when you go into St. Louis, you know, you have an opportunity for that as well.
All right, one last thought for you. I don't want to take Josh's seat here. I want to get out of here. But St. Louis, you're going to have an interesting matchups for you. They hit pinch hit home runs. They've got more pinch hit home runs, and some teams have home runs, I think, and maybe Atlanta at this point. They swing for the fences there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's part of their game. It's always an impressive thing when teams can do stuff like that. But, you know, I'm fully confident in our bullpen. I think we've got one of the best staffs in the league, and, you know, they have their job to do and we have ours. So it's one of those things. We have a lot of guys who like to keep the ball, you know, in the ballpark and keep the ball down. So it'll be a fun matchup. And, you know, anytime you get to go out and compete, you want to compete against the best. And if that's what those guys are doing, that's awesome. And, you know, we'll look forward to those matchups.
Yeah, I see Grichik, Adams, and maybe Piscotty in your future. I'll be Karnak right now. All right, have a great trip, Corey.
All right, thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.